This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. After an Israeli airstrike hit a school in Gaza yesterday, killing more than 80 people.
Yet again, there are far too many civilians who've been killed.
Vice President Harris condemning the loss of life.
Israel has a right to go after the terrorists that are Hamas, but as I have said many, many times, they also have, I believe, an important responsibility to avoid civilian casualties.
The school was being used as a shelter for displaced Palestinians. Israel says it was targeting a Hamas command center. BBC correspondent Jenny Hill.
This morning in Gaza, as people continue to mourn their dead, absorb the shock and pray for those injured, the prospect of peace seems very remote indeed.
Israel's agreed to send negotiators to a new round of talks over a ceasefire and hostage release deal. They're expected to take place on Thursday. Ukrainian President Zelensky has acknowledged for the first time that his military is conducting a cross-border offensive inside Russia.
Today, I received several reports from Commander-in-Chief Sirsky regarding the front lines and our actions to push the war onto the aggressor's territory. I am grateful to every unit of the defense forces, ensuring that Ukraine is proving that it can indeed restore justice and ensure the necessary pressure on the aggressor.
Kyiv launched its surprise attack last week, advancing more than 6 miles inside Russia. That's the deepest raid since Moscow began its full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Well, after former President Trump said in an interview last week that historically the choice of a vice president makes no difference, his running mate, Senator J.D. Vance, is responding. In an interview on today's CBS's Face the Nation, he said,
I think that he's actually right, that most people, when they cast their ballots, they're basing it based on who the presidential nominee is, not the vice presidential nominee. It's just straightforward political reality. I think Donald Trump's right.
Off to the summer games and a truly amazing Team USA men's basketball game yesterday. CBS's Wendy Gillette is in Paris.
15, then James. Durant now has 4. This marks the 5th straight Olympic gold medal for the U.S. men's team. The Americans led France for most of the fast-moving game in front of a rowdy home crowd, a rematch of the 2021 Tokyo final. LeBron James wore gold-colored sneakers, but it was Steph Curry who brought a golden touch, scoring 24, followed by Kevin Durant and Devin Booker with 15, then James. Durant now has 4 gold medals and Curry his first.
The women's team goes for the gold today, also against France, which is amazing. And this is the final day of the Summer Games in Paris. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
This is the famous footwear that makes us actually want to go back to school. With the newest styles from all your favorite brands, like Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, and more. You'll find everything kids want, all at prices parents can appreciate. Because you don't have to overspend to make it famous. Famous Footwear even has fit experts in store to make sure you get the right size every time. So for the perfect fit, make it famous. Plus, right now, buy one, get one half off when you shop your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
If you're a Disney fan, this is for you. During Disney's fan convention this weekend, the bigwigs tease there are a whole bunch of new but old movies on the way.
You're welcome.
Get ready for Moana 2.
Say it,
yes, Moana now has a little sister. That's set to hit theaters November 27th. Toy Story 5 is coming too.
Hello.
Headed for a showdown.
My name is Woody. This is my spot.
Woody, Buzz, and the crew will be taking on technology this time around. It'll be out in summer 2026. There will also be new movies in the Avatar and Incredibles franchises and
Let It Go.
Frozen 3 is in the early stages now, arriving in 2027. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Quite a bit of sunshine around the area for today and light west winds as highs top out in the upper 70s. A few clouds around tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Partly sunny skies for your Monday. West winds turning to the south, highs in the upper 70s. It's 57 at our studios.
Good time. Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
We'll be right back. else that your laughter cannot hide. And you're afraid to let your eyes meet mine. And lately when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Woman, oh woman, have you got cheating on your mind, on your mind? I've seen the way men look at you when they think I don't see, and it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really
and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I'm going to share a story about me and my money. This starts in my 20s when I was what I will call an avoider. I was an avoider because I just felt like I was bad at money. You know, I didn't want to think about money. I didn't want to do anything with money except make it and spend it and close my eyes and pray that the rent check would cash. I spent a few years beating myself up about not paying attention to my money until I started having a very short money meeting with myself every month. And those meetings taught me that with a little bit of effort, I could be on top of my money. I could know when it was coming and I could know where it was going. And eventually I was able to make plans for it. So if you're stuck in the avoider trap, hey, I know what it's like. Invite yourself to a money meeting. I promise you it'll pay off. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. Right, it takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or take it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing.
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, Timeless Hits 2 and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, Timeless Hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Just 90 days before the 2024 election, the state of Georgia took actions which could impact the outcome, launching a controversial webpage to cancel voter registrations and allowing county election board members to potentially disrupt election certification. The Georgia Secretary of State's office launched its voter registration cancellation portal August 5th, allowing voters moving out of state to cancel their voter registration or to cancel the registration of someone else, such as a deceased family member. An immediate glitch, fixed within a short time, disclosed a voter's date of birth, driver's license number, and last four Social Security digits, the information used to cancel the registration. The bigger concern is that bad actors could use the portal to cancel registrations for partisan reasons, provided they had all or part of that information. Changes in Georgia law have already made it easier for activists to challenge a voter's eligibility at the polls. The Georgia State Election Board voted 3-2 August 6th to allow individual members of county election boards to conduct a reasonable inquiry of their own before certifying an election. Democracy groups say the rule's vague language allows partisans to throw the election process into chaos and litigation and could delay outcomes or disenfranchise voters. President Trump praised the decision at his Atlanta rally. We have local reporting and groups taking action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian B.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
There she was, just a walking down the street singing. Do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do. Popping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. Do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do. She looked good.
Looked good.
She looked fine.
Looked fine.
She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing.
Single day singing. Do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park or walking down the highway, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you move up closer to me, I get a feeling that's ooh-wee. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? 'Cause you're the one I love. You're the one I love. When I feel you put your arms around, you're the one I love, you're the one I love, baby.
think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
rains came down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing and running, hey, hey, skipping and jumping. In the misty morning fog with all our hearts a-thumping, and you, a brown-eyed girl, slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown, cast my memory back there a lot. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl.
Hear Hometown Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, Timeless Hits 2 and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, Timeless Hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN. JN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
Be rich. Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell
Who's your daddy?
Here is.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. In the past week, Israel has bombed at least 4 schools in Gaza City, saying they were harboring terrorists. Yesterday, it was a very deadly strike on a school and its mosque. Gaza has accused Israel's military of dropping 3 1-ton bombs. But CBS's Rami Innocencio reports